We just had the best year that the auto industry has had in a long time. I voted to save the auto industry.
If you are talking about the Wall Street bailout, where some of your friends destroyed this economy,
you know,
excuse me, I'm talking.
Donald Trump's calling on people to drop out, but you know, I think Donald suffered some real damage over the last week.
I'm sorry you guys had to wait. Let me say for the news media, this is effectively a rally in the middle of the night.
It's most likely that no one will have enough delegates, so we'll see, but it's a long way to go.
We have another one. Get him out of here.
Sanders versus Trump does a lot better than Clinton versus Trump.
There's only one candidate in either party who has more votes than him, and that's me.
The simple reality is, you don't solve that anger by voting for a man who has been part of that corruption for the last 40 years.
Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Tell her to tuck you in bed.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. You recognize all those voices from the last couple of days. And if you need some comfort, some tucking in, join us. We'll protect you. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg surprised very few people yesterday by saying he won't jump into the 2016 presidential race. Bloomberg realizes what everybody else felt they already knew, that he can't win in a field with Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Hillary Clinton. Nevertheless, there's a fresh crop of primaries today. Republicans vote in a primary in Idaho, where 32 delegates are up for grabs, and they caucus in Hawaii. Democrats and Republicans alike also vote in open primaries today in Mississippi and in Michigan. Michigan is the big prize of the day, of course, 130 delegates at stake for the Democrats and 59 up for grabs for the Republicans, who are counting every single delegate on the road to Cleveland in a potentially contested primary. Michigan voters head to the polls today, and two of them join me now. Christopher Taylor is the Democratic mayor of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Linda Lee Tarver is the president of the Republican Women's Federation of Michigan. Linda Lee told me why she's still strongly behind Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
He has an accomplished record. He supports Israel. He's pro-life. He's conservative, and I appreciate that about him.
Mayor Chris Taylor, you're on the Democratic side, and one thing that's striking about this race, the Democrats were in Flint, Michigan just the other night debating a lot of issues specific to Michigan, infrastructure, manufacturing jobs, of course, the water crisis in Flint. How critical has the Flint water crisis itself been to how Democratic voters do you think are behaving in Ann Arbor or in your state? Is it just one issue of many, or is it sort of the issue for Michiganders now?
On the state level, it is certainly where we are putting a lot of focus. We have our own water concerns here in Ann Arbor with the Gelman Plume. The provision of basic services by government, the provision of safe water, regulation of the environment, protection of the environment, these are things that everyone here in Ann Arbor certainly is very focused on, and I think throughout the state as well.
Now, Mayor Taylor, you're a college town, of course, right? University of Michigan,
right,
there in Ann Arbor. Probably a lot of Bernie supporters on the Democratic side in town, in the bars, in the sub shops, and in the bookstores, I would take it.
That's exactly right. It's a town where, you know, both Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders have a great deal of support.
And what about you?
Well, for me, I'm really proud of the conversation and the discourse we are having on the Democratic side. You know, I don't think it's right to normalize the sort of thing we're seeing on the Republican side of the ticket. The president, the commander-in-chief, the head of state, is a position of dignity. It's a position where you need someone with a level head. You need someone who is going to present themselves to the nation and the world in a manner that creates pride in our country. And I think that's what you're seeing on the Democratic side.
All right, but I didn't hear an endorsement there from the mayor of Ann Arbor.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
There's a lot. I think there's a lot to love in both our candidates. But I'm going to supporting Secretary Clinton.
Fair enough. Linda Lee Tarver, you heard Mayor Taylor there sort of talk about the difference in tone between the two sides. Maybe you see it differently, but do you agree as a Michigander also that the Republican debate has been largely nationalized, almost completely
Absolutely.
Nationalized, not really focused on the different states, including Michigan?
Absolutely, it's nationalized. They're not running for governor of the state of Michigan. We have a very effective, and I'm proud of our Governor Snyder here in Michigan. I'm proud of our Michigan Republican leadership. I am proud of what we're doing to respond to Flint, but they're not running for governor of Michigan or president of Michigan. They're running for president of the United States, and that's their that's where they're supposed to be focused in on. It's great that Secretary Clinton will come in and use Flint as a campaign tool, but it's pandering and it's obvious, and I'm not impressed by it. She should focus in on the issues of which we are electing. With respect to the dignity and pride, there is no one on the Republican ticket, including the person that I'm supporting, Marco Rubio, that lacks any dignity or any candor or anything like that.
Oh, but Linda Lee, you can't possibly mean that. I know you support all the candidates to an extent, but please, I mean, you can't possibly say that Donald Trump's candidacy has been one of dignity. It has a lot of qualities, but that's not really one of them.
I'm not saying that Donald Trump is performing his performance on the debate or on the campaign trail. He is clearly not a politician. He admits it so. But let's get real here. This man is the man of the deals. He is definitely a businessman and a very successful one. And you can argue with that if you want to, but going from $2 million to $40 billion is certainly a significant increase in wealth, and that takes a lot of dignity if you want to look at it that way. So, no, I'm not going to take a person's attitude and their discussions and their tone on a campaign trail as how they would lead a country and whether they would represent us well.
Mayor Taylor, Linda Lee is correct that we're electing a national president on national issues. At the same time, Flint water aside, Michigan really continues to be sort of ground zero for a lot of the national economic debate that's going on. Exporting of jobs, infrastructure, free trade, all of these things have hit the bullseye in Michigan. So it's like national kind of is local there.
I think that's exactly correct, and I think that's why the conversation about what's going on in Flint and here in Michigan is perfectly appropriate for a national campaign. It provides a point of entry into these very important conversations about the role of government in our society. I believe that our government is us, and we need to respect it and have faith in it and support the work that government does and understand that it is honorable to provide services. It is honorable to regulate and protect the environment. It's honorable to invest in infrastructure, and it's honorable to have a government that respects itself enough to do these things well and with diligence. That's why talking about Flint and the troubles in Michigan is appropriate, because it is a reflection on how the candidates and we ourselves approach the role of government, and that's a national question.
Linda Lee Tarver, go right ahead.
Hillary Clinton is not addressing the EPA failures of Obama, of President Obama. She's not addressing the national issues and the national failures as an African-American woman. I can tell you that African-Americans under his watch in the last lost decade of Obama, we have not thrived in our nation because of the national issues. And because of that, she's unable to discuss the issues that are important to us. Yes, we need to have that discussion. But to talk about Flint and to traipse out a few people from a black church is pandering. And I'm sorry, it is pandering.
Mayor Taylor, go ahead.
Sure. I think that come November, African-Americans of the United States will vote with their feet and demonstrate where they fall on that statement.
Well, I'm an African-American woman. I can tell you right now, my family's voting for that. Our Democrats are voting for Bernie Sanders. They don't have faith in Hillary Clinton. As a woman, I would never vote for Hillary Clinton. She is pandering to the people. And I'm sorry, she is not qualified to be president, in my opinion.
I hear you saying that, but I think that you'll see the facts on the ground demonstrate that the vast majority of African Americans who vote in this country think otherwise.
Linda Lee Tarver, you support Marco Rubio, but as you know, his prospects are getting kind of dim. If he doesn't win in Florida, his candidacy may be over. And there's now open talk in your party, not just among journalists like me, of a contested convention, that it might be the only way for the party to derail Donald Trump. Mitt Romney is one person who's asking voters like you and other Republicans in Michigan to vote strategically, that people, that Republicans in Ohio should vote John Kasich, that Republicans in Florida should vote Marco Rubio, all for the purposes of keeping Donald Trump out of office. This is part of the calculation now that Republicans like you have to make, even if Marco Rubio is your guy.
I'm as conservative as they get here in Michigan. I am a non-traditional Republican voter and Republican Party, face of the Republican Party. And I'm supporting Marco Rubio, but I support any candidate who gets the nomination for my party. And I'm not trying to be strategic on his campaign. I like Marco Rubio. I think that he would be the best president for us. But I also like Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Governor Kasich. I like the candidates that we have over the candidates that the Democratic Party are offering to us. And because of that, I'm not going to get engaged with derailing Mr. Trump's opportunities. But if he doesn't get to 1237, that's the number of delegates that are required. He's almost at 381 or 384 right now. That's a long time between 384 and 1237. If he earns them, then he deserves the nomination. If he doesn't, then we'll see him in Cleveland.
Mayor Chris Taylor, heading to the polls today, Democrats across Michigan, final thoughts?
I think that it's a Democratic year. I think Democrats are excited about their candidates and proud of the conversation we're having and looking forward to November.
That's Mayor Chris Taylor of the college town of Ann Arbor, Michigan, a Democrat. Also, Linda Lee Tarver, president of the Republican Women's Federation of Michigan, a Marco Rubio supporter. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.